Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a podcast that is just yay shy of relevant. I am your host, Pete Pollack, and this week on the show, Hamlet. A movie that, as it turns out, is not about a small town in Indiana. Now, what's it about? It's about a crazy Danish prince. Go figure. Anyway, I have a review of it coming up. So, Hamlet. This is, of course, a play. Well, it's a movie, but it's originally a play by William Shakespeare. And, you know, sometimes you feel like you're a little intimidated by the material that you're supposed to be reviewing. You are, of course. I'm not. If I don't like it, I don't like it. I don't care if it was I don't care if it was written by William Shakespeare or whomever, Abraham Lincoln, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. If I don't like it, I don't like it. That's my promise to you. So did I like it? Well, yeah, but that's not the point. So this film is it's kind of a, if you wanted the Reader's Digest condensed version of Hamlet, that's kind of what this is. It's quite a bit shorter than the Hamlets I've seen in the past, and I'm not a Shakespeare scholar by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm pretty sure that Hamlet clocks in at a little bit more than 2 hours and 10 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever this movie comes in at. And there are a number of characters that are not in this version, that even I remember being in other versions of Hamlet, not being the Shakespeare scholar that I am. So the question is what's left any good? And it's a Laurence Olivier movie, and he's good, yeah. And I think that if you really want, if you want the meat of Hamlet, if you want, well, let's not say the meat. If you want the broccoli of Hamlet, then this movie is going to give you the broccoli of Hamlet, because it's got the important nutrients and, the stuff that, if you're thinking of Hamlet, if you have any ideas in your head of what that means, this movie's probably got most of that stuff. It's just missing all the other parts. I don't want to go too deep into that. If you've seen Hamlet, you watch this, you'll know what I mean. And if you haven't, you won't have missed anything, and you'll probably be happy. So the movie and the play, of course, starts off with Hamlet's dad. He's dead, and he's been murdered by his brother, who then married his wife and became king, because Hamlet's dad was the king. So this guy is now the king. He's married the wife. He wants Hamlet to call him dad and all this stuff. It's like every divorced kid's worst nightmare, except the there wasn't a divorce. The dad was murdered. Now, of course, in the time era in which this play takes place, they apparently hadn't invented police yet, or at least, you know, the police didn't go sniffing around the royal family. Let's just say that, if there was anything like that. So Hamlet's dad, being dead, has no other recourse except to become a ghost and tell everybody that he was murdered. And that's what he does. The ghost shows up and he's like, "Hey, I was murdered by your uncle." Hamlet hears this and he goes a little nuts. Sometimes he goes a lot nuts. And he has a real problem with this, and he spends the rest of the movie trying to work out ways to get back at the uncle, while pretty much alienating most of the people he knows, and, like I say, he just kind of goes crazy. If you like to see people go crazy, you get to see Laurence Olivier do it in this movie, and it's okay. So I don't want to tell you what happens. If you know Hamlet, I mean, it's no secret. Everybody dies. If you know that, but if you don't know that, hey, you'll be very surprised at the ending in which everybody dies. Would I recommend this? Getting down to my nitty gritty of buy it, rent it, and skip it. I've gone back and forth on this. I do this a lot lately. I really need to get some kind of, I don't know, maybe I need to go to a counselor or something, some type of movie review counselor, so that I can just, you know, set myself up and say, that's my choice right there, and just pick it. I'm going to say this is a rent it. Quite honestly, it's a good movie, and it's worth seeing. But if you really want the real Hamlet, to me, the good movie version of Hamlet, I'm going to recommend the version from Kenneth Branagh, or however you pronounce his name. I just like saying Branagh. That guy that came out in the 90s, I don't know, about 94, 95. That's a four-hour version of Hamlet, so bring some popcorn. But that's got pretty much all the stuff in it. And this one is the condensed version. If you're running low on time or you're taking a short plane trip, it's not a bad one. But if you really want a more definitive Hamlet, I'm going to say the one from the 1990s is the one to pick. So this one is a rent it, but it's a decent rent it, and it's worth seeing. Next week on the show, we have a little film called All the King's Men. And I really don't know much about this one at all. It's, let's see here, on Wikipedia it says, All the King's Men portrays the dramatic political ascent and governorship of Willie Stark, a driven, cynical populist in the American South during the 1930s. Well, that actually sounds kind of cool. So maybe it'll be a good movie. We'll find out. Until then, I remain Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. You can reach me at movies@bignoisybug.com. Go to bignoisybug.com, check it out over there, have some fun, whatever. And this is a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Until next week, have a good one.